Welcome, everyone, to RB1 Colon Fantasy Football Podcast, part of Fake Teams Podcast Network. I am your humble host and coordinator of the Devin Funches Hype Train, worshiper of Nikkaren Pete Rogers. I am joined, the first time in a long time, by all boys. We have DK Metcalf, number one admirer, part of Juju Smith-Schuster, proprietor of a John Doe hair product line, and resident old man Clark Barnes, El Saboteur! Lover of all men in the trenches, WNBA hot take machine, and working girl Jordan Smith, along with the biggest 49ers fan you know, somehow managed 2 weeks to see Game of Thrones with spoiling it, and the only man on screen earth who hates Larry Fitzgerald, the ginger with Nick Botiford. God, how are we doing?
Doing great, Pete. Good, man.
Delightful. I don't know if you guys saw this on the Twitter sphere, but can someone explain to me, all of the team social media apps were all tweeting out pictures of players looking super old and aged. Was there some sort of like that, like change your face into an old person face, and that every kind of social media unit was like, oh, we're gonna eyes on this? It seemed like all over Twitter before we logged on to do the pod.
Yeah, there's some sort of app called Face App, very creatively named. That you like just upload your picture or somebody else's picture and it de-ages you, or there's a filter to make you younger, which if you're a young, you just stay the same, or you can add a beard.
I can't believe they went with Face App.
It seems like that's not what it should be called.
I'm most surprised that was available.
That is, yeah. Very good.
That's also fair. Well, it's like I saw that it was on the bottom of some photo, so I looked it up because I was curious. And it seems like it's a Russian company, which I don't know, you guys. Seems just like a way for Russia to capture all of our faces.
If we're going to talk Russia, you are going to have to get ready for a long rant, Pete.
They should have called it.
Do you have a Russian rant, Nick?
Oh, yes. We shouldn't do this. We should not get me going on Russia.
Just out of curiosity, what categories do you not have rants about? Are there certain things that you just rant about?
What do you that's a strange question. What don't I want to rant about?
It's a strange question. I just feel like you always have rants on the tip of your tongue to let free.
I mean, we do a podcast about something that I care a lot about, so you're going to hear a lot of rants generally. But that is my preferred method of communication.
That's fair.
Generally more reserved when talking like sandals or, you know, cake flavors.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
Right, I have some hot sandal steaks.
The off-season. Let's get into it.
Jocos or bust.
I just got a pair of Aqua socks, actually, and
oh, Nicholas, no.
Well, it's for wading with the dog because George won't goddamn swim. He'll only wade, and I have to walk in there with him on the leash. And there's a lot of rocks. Anyway, it was life changing last weekend.
If he won't swim, can't you just let him go? And you know he's not going to swim off.
Well, he'll run. And
Nick to like drag into the water. Yeah. Nick's like, you will swim, damn it.
No, man, he's super nervous around other dogs because he was abandoned when he was a little puppy, so he had to fight for his food. So if there's another dog, he's going to go bark his head off. And he's 80 pounds now. He's 9 months old, and he's 80 pounds. That's a lot of boy. Dog.
Well, as champions of the doggos everywhere, good on you, Nick. Way to help out our canine friends.
No problem.
Well, we have some good things to talk about today. Now that we're going to like actually touch on some football. What, Jordan? You have there?
he
mutes himself.
Yeah, it's toast.
I feel I'm glad that we've at least gotten to the point where he'll mute himself while he's eating during the podcast. So we're making improvements.
I don't know, man. I think our listeners really want to hear the chewing in the background. Really missed an opportunity.
I completely forget, but I hope you can't hear it.
I think you're fine. Anyways, so we're going to play that player today. It's a game we played once a long time ago, but we're going to play ADP edition. And then we might even do touch on the Madden speed, another hot thing people are all talking about on the interwebs. Touch Madden rankings, since those were released and everyone seemed to be up in arms over theirs and just kind of everyone was poorly ranked. So that's what we got on the docket for today. So let's start with our latest and greatest creation. We are going to play Name That Player. The game is simple. I will give three clues from which you must guess which player I am talking about. These players are all guys who I think are being either overvalued or undervalued based on their ADP and fantasy this season. We have two rounds plus a final rapid fire round. There'll be two players per round. After any clue I give, all three of you can buzz in and guess who the player is that I'm talking about. If you guess right after the first clue, you'll be awarded 835 points. Guess after the second clue, 487 points. The third clue is 109 points. If you're wrong at any point, it's minus 236 points. And all point totals will be doubled in the second round. So,
got it.
While you guys get your buzzers ready, I'm going to quickly go get my phone so I have a calculator, because whoever created this scoring mechanism did not understand that I have can't do math quickly in my head.
Calculator.
Do you have your buzzers ready?
I am feverishly searching for funny GIFs. but I'm confident I'll get something ready by the time it's go time.
Okay, sounds good. Round one. Player number one. He's currently Q24, despite never finishing below QB20 in his career.
Well,
many have...
Is that
What's up?
For Jordan, or is that for all of us?
No, Nicholas. Oh my goodness. Did you guys not pay attention to the rules?
No, we did. We
at might any have point, heard it. At the end of any clue, any of you buzz in. All you have to do is some sort of buzzing noise. If you have a guess, there will be three clues. You lose points. The points get smaller that you win, the more clues that I give you.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Should we start again? Should I start round one just again, just to get everyone ready?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Everyone can buzz in whenever you want. Here we are. Round one, player number one. He's currently QB24, despite never finishing below QB20 in his career.
Buzz. Andy Dalton.
Sorry. You are wrong, Nicholas. It's minus 283 points for you.
How many points do I have to burn?
You start off at zero, so you're in the negatives.
Shit.
Okay. Clue number two. Many have forgotten about the MPS season he put together just a mere 3 years ago.
Buzz.
Jordan.
Matt Ryan?
Incorrect.
Buzz.
Jordan also a minus 283 points. Oh, this game's excellent. The clue. Could be a top 15 quarterback this season, given all the Hall of Fame weapons that have been added around him this offseason. We're really just looking at you because you're the only person who can buzz out.
QB24, let's say Derek Carr?
Correct!
That was my other guess. Clark told me not to. He texted me in Slack, told me not to.
Oh, is that what happened, Nick?
I was actually thinking of Carl.
we can talk a little bit about these guys after the game, but or after each round. But I have Derek Carr on here because I feel like people are very quick to not forget about him, but just not give him maybe the respect that he could deserve. I guess this is all projecting, but got Antonio Brown, Terrell Williams on his team. He's now going to have a stable running and Josh Jacobs. You're kind of just, you're hoping on whatever you can get from John Gruden's system. But he's at the back end slash the end of all quarterbacks. That's a good get if he can be a top 15 guy. So I'm on board the Derek Carr as a potential flyer train.
I'm mad that I got tricked into Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan has been great. I don't know why you think that he was bad.
It was a trick.
He won the MVP 3 years ago. That's why it.
Oh, yes. He was MVP-esque, Jordan-esque.
Ask me another question.
Nice. All right. Round one, question number two, or player number two. He's a tight end currently going in the first five rounds who is not named Kelce, Kittle, or Ertz.
Oh my God, the quarterback is toast.
Yes, Clark.
Hunter Henry.
You are incorrect. This minus 283 points for you. He has yet to be targeted over 50 times in a season and play all 16 games in his career.
Pass.
All right, no buzzes.
Yeah, no, I'll buzz.
You said over 50 times?
He has yet to be targeted over 50 times in a season and is yet to play all 16 games so far in his career.
Jeez. I think it's one of two. I'll go OJ Howard.
Nicholas, you are correct. It is OJ Howard.
Cool.
487 points for you, giving you now, let me do some quick math, 47 minus 283. You're at 204. Well done, Nicholas.
All right. I thought it was either him or Evan Engram.
Yeah, and then my one is he's playing in a new offense that doesn't often feature the tight end position. I think OJ Howard right now is tight end four, and I think that's a little rich for him. I do love him in fantasy, and I love him on the actual football field, but he has yet to gather a full season where I feel confident in investing that much draft capital into him. So tight end four, a little rich for me for OJ Howard.
I agree. You love him. You're just not in love with him.
Jordan, you are on fire so far today.
No, I'm not.
Not by the scoring of the game, but just by your words. This has been excellent.
Well, that's all I can contribute right now.
Okay, so we're now in round two where all of our scores are doubled. And now I have had some information has corrected me that actually I've been giving out 283 minus for those who are wrong. It's actually 236. So let me do some quick math calculations. And we have Nick, I believe, is in the lead with 487 minus 236, 251 points. Clark is in second with 109 minus 236, which is minus 127. And then Jordan is last with minus 236. But don't fear, Jordan. We are heading into round where the point totals are doubled. All right?
Ooh.
I know. You could get over 1,000 points here and right now if you can correctly guess who this player is after the round. So here we go. Question number one, or clue number one, I should say. Clue number one. He was targeted 123 times last year and caught 87 balls and 7 touchdowns. He's currently going in the 7th round. He's the only running back his team seems to 100% trust. Okay.
Oh, James White, buzz.
Nicholas! Well done, sir. Clark, were you on mute? Clark, you're definitely on mute. Clark's like, why wasn't my answer listened to? When did you buzz in, Clark?
Now that I know I was going to be wrong, I'm going to say that I was going to say James White.
All right. Well, if you were going to be wrong, then we won't give you any minus points. I was going to give you points if you were going to buzz in. So, Nicholas, you are correct. So that is now, again, quick math, 487 times 2, 974 for you, Nicholas, for getting James White. he is someone, and Heath, I know, wrote an article. He did his draft over the Scott Bowl, and he got James White. He's very happy with that get. And I like it, too. I think that you're getting new weapons in that backfield with Damian Harris and then Sony Michel after in his sophomore year, another year in that offense. But James White is someone who they have always relied on. They show a lot of faith in him and his ability to, you know, occasionally run the ball, but primarily pass catcher out of the backfield. And I just, you can get him in the seventh round. I'm going to take that 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I have a hard time with the Patriots running back. When we look at the overall counting year-end numbers, there always looks like there was a screaming value. When you draft one, you never know when they're going to hit, except, you know, if you can get the goal line back in a game where you just know the Patriots are going to shellack their opponent, well, then that's great. It's so hard to predict when James White's going to have those big games. Great flex play, but to be fair, seventh-round price tag, that's fine. Taking a shot on him there.
Yeah. I think for the production that he put last season, especially 123 targets, that is something that I just can't really say no to in the seventh round. If you're looking at the other players who are going around him, Chris Carson, is Tevin Coleman, Kenyon Drake, and Daryl Henderson are all going above James White. I mean, I have a hard time saying that James is going to drastically underperform any of those guys.
I'll say it. I don't think he's going to outperform them. No, I, in all honesty, I am a little bit skeptical on just the crowded backfield with New England. Again, this happens every freaking year where we try to play this game where we guess who in New England is going to be the guy that emerges. And James White doesn't always get his usually, but I think you have to get him probably at the right value.
Man, I was on track last year with Jeremy Hill. Stupid week one injury. I was going to be so right about that.
I forgot about Jeremy Hill. That was funny.
Yeah, that's currently my Damian Harris pitch.
That was the smartest guy in the world for one quarter.
For one quarter. All right, last player of the second round before we go into final rapid fire round. Whew, my goodness, you guys. All right, buzzers ready? Here we go. He's currently wide receiver 23 and is going at the start of the fifth round, going ahead of Chris Godwin, Darius Geis, Sammy Watkins, Hunter Henry, Jarvis Land, and Alshon Jeffery.
That could be at least 23 players.
Number of players minus the number of players named who I'm going to forget and guess in a minute. Okay, what's the next clue?
Takeaway is 4-week start to the beginning of last season, and he only four touchdowns, didn't have a single 100-yard game in that.
Go to the coast, we'll get together, have a few laughs.
Clark.
Adam Thielen.
Sorry, Clark, you are incorrect. That is minus 136 points.
Why?
I'm gonna buzz in every time because I found a fun buzzer thing and yeah. I didn't have a good guess. So.
It makes for a good podcast, good show. Clark's good carrying his weight here. Guys, you guys need to step up your asking or answer guessing. There it is.
I've got a feel. Hit us with the third one.
All right, the third and final one. I'm waiting. You got the buzz because I don't know who's gonna say it first. He may not even be the wide receiver 2 on his own team.
Oh, but Calvin Ridley?
Nicholas, you on fire. 109 for you, Nicholas. Yes, it is Calvin Ridley. I included him because... I think his price tag is a little high. I think wide receiver 23 is a little high for Calvin Ridley, given the fact that for the vast majority of last season, he was a good wide receiver. He was not the fantasy darling that he was. He did not, you know, he wouldn't have caught 10 touchdowns if you had taken just the rest of his season after those first 4 weeks where he caught, whatever, 6. So maybe he still develops. Maybe he still has that red zone role kind of tattooed on him, and that's his job. But I think that Julio Jones, we're going to see more of him. Obviously, we saw more of him in the red zone. Mohamed Sanu was the second leading receiver on that team last year. And Austin Hooper, if he develops, Devonta Freeman takes targets in the passing game when he's the. I'm not saying Calvin Ridley's not draftable or anything, but I think that his current price tag is just a little for me.
So I actually hadn't really been thinking about him, but I'm kind of into it. We've talked at length about what I think will happen with the Falcons backfield. They really tried to get rid of Mohamed Sanu. I think that they tried to trade him, and there were rumors that they were thinking of cutting him. He's very good, and I would love to have him on my team, but it seems like they want Ridley to be able to get targets uncontested from other players. I'm kind of into it. If you said fifth round?
He was going in the fifth round, yes, in the start of the fifth round.
Yeah, as I've always said, I kind of just try to hoard as many running backs as I can and then find some plug-and-play receivers. So I'm kind of into him as maybe like a rotating wide receiver too.
I was really into Calvin Ridley last year, mostly because I drafted him for a dynasty team. So I was like, yeah, this guy's just going to dump on all of you guys because I picked him. But it ended up being right because he's just a really good route runner and like technical wide receiver. I think he's had one of the better rookie seasons in the past couple of years from somebody who was just able to do some things, not solely based on like just pure athletic ability or like being like Mike Evans and just like a monster, just throw the ball up in the end zone and let him come down with the type of receiver. He like was a really solid route runner in college, and he showed that again at the NFL level. And I really think that Ridley can only get better at that, which should be scary for opposing defenses that have to cover him and Julio.
Yeah, I might be proven wrong. I just found that when I was first scrolling through that was a little pushing it a little bit. I feel like I would be taking a little bit of risk taking him there, but maybe not. Maybe he will be kind of take that step into the number two receiver on that team and not kind of be target hampered by who else is in that offense. And if the Falcons do try to move Mohamed Sanu, then yes, of course, Calvin Ridley is going to be clearly that number two receiver, but I'm not sold right now. No. All right. We now enter the final rapid fire round. We currently have Clark is in third place with minus 363 points. Jordan is in second place, minus 236 points. And Nick, our ever-daring buzzer, is in the first with 1,225 points.
Any chance of catching up there, Pat?
There is tons of chance in catching up because I will tell you this, in the rapid-fire round, nothing previously matters.
Oh, man. I just unmuted to laugh.
All that matters is that Nick now gets to go last in the rapid fire round. So he knows how many players he needs to get right. So the rapid fire round is this. Whichever one of you has actually, you know what? I'm doing this on the fly. Let me get rid of someone. I'm going to get rid of one person.
From the pod?
No.
Yeah.
Whoever loses this game is no longer on the podcast. So there's a lot of
concentrating on my bad phone sound drops and really pay attention. I kind of like doing this.
Excommunicado from the pod.
Exactly. Rules for rapid fire round is this. I've changed them on the fly. I have eight players here in front of me and I have their ADPs. I'm going to list those eight players. All three of you will give me your ADP, what you think your ADP is for that said player. Whomever has the most correct ADP guesses will be the winner and not only stay on the podcast, but will receive a congratulatory email sent from me saying congratulations for winning this game.
So do we not buzz anymore? Are we done buzzing?
There's no more buzzing.
Okay.
This is about going over, right?
Hey, motherfucker. Okay. I know I took away your favorite part of the game, Clark.
Is it closest ADP without going over?
Nah, just closest ADP. Screw it. Closest ADP. Okay. So
PPR, Fantasy Football Calculator. We need to know.
This is Fantasy Football Calculator. non-PPR. Okay. Wait, these, what these ADPs are. You cannot look, Clark, because that's cheating.
I was going to use CBS.
I'm a man of integrity.
Are we
good
man.
Racing? Well, good. No, there's no racing. Clark will answer for his ADP first, then Jordan, and then Nicholas. So you'll get to hear what everyone else's get. That guess. That's the benefit you get from destroying everyone in the previous game.
We can pick the same ADP, right?
Yep, of course.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to be boring, sure.
I mean, yeah, it'd be dull.
I mean, I think I made a
strategy of if you guess everything that Clark guesses, then you both will win. Clark wins. It's stupid.
I'll just alternate.
All right, here we go. Player number one, Clark, you will be the first person to give me his ADP, Todd Gurley.
17.
Jordan.
8.
Nicholas.
12.
All right. Mark Ingram. Clark.
40.
Jordan.
26.
Nicholas.
42.
Okay. Clark, Matt Breida.
Oh, like 83.
Okay. Just so you guys know, fantasy football calculator, when you go to positions, it only goes to about 65 to 70. So,
just are we talking pick number or rank of position?
Rank of position.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I was going.
What did you think I was saying? RB Willa? Okay, well,
pick is it? Draft position.
All right, everyone.
If we all misunderstood, then let's just do that. Jordan, right. Is that what you're doing?
Well, because I don't have those numbers up. All right, I will quickly get this.
You multiply the round by 12 and then add the decimal. So if it's 5.11, it's 71.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought we were going where they were drafted in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
God damn it. How did this get so complicated? Okay, fine. We are saying that it is not you. The creator of this game have been overthrown, and we are not playing the position that they are being drafted, but rather the pick that these players are being drafted. Can everyone agree upon that?
Their pick. That.
I should get an extra.
They are their pick. The pick that they are being selected.
So, like, if it's the first wide receiver, but they're being taken at number 10, the answer is 10.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. I'm glad that we have had this this talk in the middle of the game. All right, we're at Matt Breida. Clark has already given me his answer. He said was 83. This is the we're looking at the pick number that they are being taken. Jordan, Matt Breida.
41.5. Oh, God. We're dealing with averages, right?
I'm going 105.
All right. 41.5 from Jordan. And Nick is, what did you say?
105.
All right. Nyheim Hines.
Oh, he should be going like middle of the second round. But I'm going to say 108.
Jordan.
69.
Nicholas.
140.
We're halfway through.
I just like Here we go. I'm going to know that I'm right and Pete is doing something wrong. So please.
This, I'm really covering my bases here. That's all I'm trying to do here. All right, here we go. Clark, Amari Cooper.
Oh, we're about 38.
Okay. Jordan, Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper, 25.
Nicholas.
30.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
How many rounds are there? Like, let's say 139.
Jordan.
Probably before AB, but after Odell. 62.
Okay, reasonable. Nick.
105.
Clark. The newest addition to the New York Giants, Golden Tate.
Ooh, 64.
Okay, okay. Jordan?
I'm sorry, you said Tate?
Golden Tate.
Oh, I thought it was the other Golden.
God, the new Bond villain just waiting to happen.
That's they've decided the name for Alec in the new Bond movie.
I'll go like 51.
Okay. And Nicolas.
God, this one, he's tough because there's no way to draft him. But I'll 57.
The final player to determine who will win this game and an email from my email saying, good job for winning this game. Clark, Devonta Parker.
99.
Okay. Jordan?
I want to say 101, but probably goes like 88.
Do you want 101 or 88?
I meant round one, first pick.
Pick one. Okay, got it.
No, I'll go with 88.
Okay, and Nicholas.
I hate you for doing this. 80.
All right.
Nobody got even close.
Could not have planned this game.
You got to stick through the ad break to hear these results.
This is true. Let's first take a break for some advertisements. Okay, we're back. And we are back with maybe the upset and the comeback of the century. Clark Barnes wins the game by getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 not correct, closest.
We're going to go ahead and change that to correct in post.
Okay, Clark got 6 correct. Todd Gurley is going at pick 16. So that was Clark is the close there with his guess of 17. Mark Ingram going pick 37. Clark was there closest with pick 40. Matt Breida going pick 146. Clark, Nick was the closest with 105. Nyheim Hines going pick 70. Nick was the closest with 140. Amari Cooper going pick 35. Clark was the closest with 38. Marquez Valdez-Scantling not going 62 like Jordan thought. Going 126. Clark was closest with 139. Golden Tate, pick 135. Clark was the closest with 64. And Devontae Parker, pick 183. Clark was the closest with 99.
Oh, so you're saying I did really well.
So Jordan nailed all of his guesses.
Wait, how many points is this worth? I'm upset that I didn't win.
This was the game, Nick. You lost the game.
6,000.
So the first part didn't matter.
The first one just lets you guess last so you could hear everyone's options. This was the final round, Nicholas. Do you guys not listen to my rules?
No, they were rules.
Clearly not. At best.
Yeah.
Clearly. So, you know, early best ball drafts pay off once again. So, victory.
I just think it's interesting. It's interesting to see where you guys thought. Golden Tate, especially. Golden Tate is going way far down there. And you guys all thought he was going to be a lot better than where he's currently going. So someone to think about. Someone who we have high expectations and aspirations towards, but maybe not currently the fantasy football cognoscenti.
I think I'm with Nick. Or go ahead, Jordan, sorry.
I was going to say the true moral of the story here is not to draft with ADP, but with your heart.
True moral of the story is ignore the rules and write them yourself halfway through the game. Okay. So there you go. Congratulations, Clark. You'll be getting my email shortly in the mail. And you get to stay on the podcast.
Oh, that's the big one.
I know. That's the big thing. I know you were worried about your spot, but you are locked in there. Before we go, before we send Nick on his way, because he's got another hard stop, Jordan wanted to talk Madden rankings because the internet and the players were all up in arms about it. And we figured, hey, let's jump on this bandwagon and also complain about players who we think got wildly underrated. So Jordan, who do you think is wildly underrated and could easily improve their ratings throughout this season?
I think one of the more obvious choices when I was looking at the Madden rankings, especially as it relates to fantasy football, is going to be David Johnson, who's kind of down there at like 87. Overall, which is a little bit ridiculous, especially considering the running backs who are ahead of him. But the one I really think it has the best chance to kind of be the guy nobody's talking about to possibly a top 5 back by the end of the season is Joe Mixon. for the same reason that I've been praising Joe Mixon on this podcast for a while now, is that he's got the opportunity to run behind a offensive line that the Bengals have invested a lot of resources in. They drafted another offensive lineman in Jonah Williams. They drafted offensive lineman in the first round last year. That's just something that they've really been working on. And if their new head coach, I know he's not really technically allowed to drink yet, but if he can put together a fully functioning offense, that could be something that's good for Joe Mixon. So that could bump that Madden rating up.
Yeah, I've been unfortunately obsessed with fantasy this offseason. So the Bengals did invest in their offensive line, but they've also had some losses. Their first round draft pick tore his pectoral muscle, and he's going to be out for the year. And I think they had a retirement on the guard position, and his name is escaping me right now. But I do believe in Joe Mixon still. And I think if we've been lamenting Marvin Lewis leading that team for 10 years, thinking that he's been holding them back, this is the old, there's someone else there, so we think that there's going to be an improvement. So I think the Bengals offense has plenty of talent. Andy Dalton's not great, but they do have A.J. Green. And I think Joe Mixon has showed that he's potentially a fantastic running back. So I hate to spoil that no one's talking about him, but Jordan, I agree with you completely. He's a great value right now.
Damn it, I missed that torn pectoral muscle too.
Those are your people. Offensive linemen are your people. How did you miss that?
I know. I've been fully not listening to a whole lot of NFL news because I've been consumed by the NBA and Big Little Lies and, you know, all that other good stuff.
Together we had it. That's the thing. Exactly. Like, as long as someone on the podcast knows, then we're good.
This is a collective.
Good. Exactly. This is a group effort. Nicholas, who is someone who you think is wildly underrated in Madden?
Can I just word vomit and then get out of here?
Yes. Oh, my goodness, Nick. Rant.
All right, cool. So wide receiver is kind of bananas, but what I was most struck by is Emmanuel Sanders coming in with an 88 at wide receiver 16, which I think he was a very good player. He's now old and is coming off a torn Achilles. So I don't understand that. For tight end, I was absolutely blown away to see that Delanie Walker is coming in with, I think it was, I'm loading right here, a 92. He's the tight end 3 over George Kittle with a 92.
Don't you dare speak ill of Delanie Walker. Walker is a god.
If his ankle grows back, then we can talk. But the last thing I'll say is that I got a chuckle out of this. Le'Veon Bell is the RB3, which I think is a super bold rating given that he didn't play. And also Todd Gurley is the RB1 by kind of a mile. So anyway, I don't understand how they do any of this stuff, but, I'm not going to play. Screw this.
That's all Nick needed. That threw him away from even touching the game.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell awareness rating through the roof.
I think everyone at Electronic Arts did a wonderful job of putting this together. I think it's a great group of folks over there. And, it's hard to be so great. And I think they did a great job. And I just want to thank them for doing such a great job.
Look at that customer service right there.
The good news is that these are the days now. I remember back in the day when they couldn't update the rosters, but now you have roster updates and they change stuff.
There's so many new fun features now, like Ultimate Team. It's such a great idea to buy that and then support the game by playing Ultimate Team too.
Clark's unbiased opinion is starting to win me over.
He's killing it. Clark is earning his paycheck right now. I just want someone to explain to me how Demaryius Thomas at age 300 has 90 speed coming off of a Achilles tear where Sammy Watkins has 91 speed. In what world is Sammy Watkins 1 point faster than 500-year-old Demaryius Thomas on a repaired Achilles tendon?
Well, I mean, it's really scientific. I can't go into the, you know, all of the ins and outs right now. But
on that note, I'm out of here. See you guys.
See you, Nick.
Hate to play an armchair doctor, but
but that's not how anything works. Clark, do you have any beefs on the Madden front, or are we just only getting nice praise of you?
This got guy, them all.
Killing them all. It.
Dope.
Jordan, do you have anyone else in your repertoire?
I'm a little peeved at Cam Newton at 84 overall. He's, but mostly because he's like behind Ben Roethlisberger and like,
oh, that's some bullshit.
One or two unworthies. Not a big fan of Aaron Rodgers is 90 overall either. That sounds a little, I mean, like he's in the Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson tier, but I don't think that, I really don't think Pat Mahomes is the should be the top overall quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not sold on that one either.
I think he's a great quarterback. He has all the tools and everything, but it's like, let's, and he's the cover athlete, of course,
right.
But it's like,
right.
I mean, he, cool. He's not going to have as good of a season as he did last year because last year was off the charts, and that's just how these things go. There's regression that happens, yada, yada, whatever.
My boy DeAndre, 99. God, they did yeah. a really good job on all these ratings.
We'll be back at you guys next week. Make sure to subscribe to the Fake Teams podcast channel. That will also get you our fantasy baseball stuff when we do post that out from the double switch. And we in the works of making a fantasy basketball podcast. We'll see if that comes to fruition. But anyways, all of that will be, you can get on the Fake Teams podcast channel. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, subscribe on Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at RB1 Podcast. You can follow myself at Pete M. Rogers, follow at NFL Clark. Follow Jordan at Jordan Smith, Jordan underscore Smith 27. Jordan Smith underscore 27. What is it?
Jordan underscore Smith 27.
Jordan underscore Smith 27. There it is. And Nick has already left, but you can still follow him at Ginger underscore underscore Nick without a K. We will be back at you guys next week to start kind of getting ramping up for football because we're almost approaching August, and almost approaching August means we're almost approaching football. So, hey, there you go. But until then, peace.